Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so glad you're here with me again today. Last time, we talked about how God created the whole world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, and so much more. Today, we'll hear about how God created the very first people and gave them a special home called the Garden of Eden. Are you ready to dive into the story? Let's begin! After God made the world, He decided it was time to create someone very special. So, God made the very first person. Do you know what his name was? That's right. His name was Adam. Let's hear how God created him. The Bible tells us that God formed Adam from the dust of the ground. Imagine God gently shaping Adam, like when you play with clay or sand. But Adam wasn't alive yet. Then, God did something amazing. He breathed his own breath into Adam, and Adam came to life. Can you take a deep breath with me? Breathe in. Breathe out. That's how God gave Adam life. God looked at Adam and saw that he was good. But God didn't stop there. He gave Adam a beautiful home called the Garden of Eden. This garden wasn't like any garden you've seen before. It was filled with tall, green trees, colorful flowers, and sparkling rivers. Adam had everything he needed. Then, God gave Adam a very important job. He asked Adam to take care of the garden and name all the animals. Can you imagine that? Adam saw lions, elephants, birds, and even tiny bugs. What names would you give if you saw an elephant or a tiger? But as Adam worked, he was alone. The animals were fun, but none of them were like him. God saw this and said, "It's not good for Adam to be alone. I will make a helper for him." So, God did something wonderful. God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. While Adam was sleeping, God took one of his ribs and used it to create a woman. When Adam woke up, there she was. Adam was so happy. He called her Eve. Now, Adam had a friend, someone to talk to, laugh with, and share his life in the garden. God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed and one important rule. He told them, "You may eat from any tree in the garden except one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Adam and Eve enjoyed their wonderful home. Wow! Isn't it amazing how God created Adam and Eve? He didn't just make them, He gave them a special place to live and important jobs to do. God made them with love and care, just like He made you. Here's something to think about. What special gifts or talents has God given you? Maybe you're good at helping others, drawing pictures, or being a good friend. Just like Adam and Eve, God made you for a purpose. Let's remember that God cares for us so much. He knows exactly what we need, just like He knew Adam needed a friend. And God is always with us, ready to help. Thanks for joining me today to hear about Adam and Eve and the beautiful Garden of Eden. But guess what? There's more to their story. Next time, we'll find out what happens when Adam and Eve face a big decision. Will they follow God's rule, or will something go wrong? Tune in next time to find out. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.